Question 1. Social Science. Practice 4. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
People have contrasting opinions about children and TV watching. You should all know this from the assigned reading and from your own experiences, I'm sure. Let's see, some people are of the opinion that TV watching is beneficial. How many of you agree with this side? Uh-huh, I thought so. You all are pro-TV. Others believe that TV is harmful for children. How many agree with that idea? Right, so you people are on the con side of the argument. People on the con side believe the research that does not support kids and TV watching. These researchers have found some compelling reasons to argue against TV watching. They have found that TV is often extremely violent. In fact, children's programs are frequently 5 to 6 times more violent than adult programs. Are any of you surprised by this finding? A few, yes, but most of you, no. If you watched a lot of Bugs Bunny or Tom and Jerry cartoons, like me, when you were young, you shouldn't be too surprised. To make matters even worse, the violence in children's programming often goes unpunished. This may mean that lots of kids learn to think that violence is okay. This could then lead to violent behavior at school or at play. In addition to behavioral problems, this constant exposure to violence can lead to sleeping disorders and health problems connected with them. As I just mentioned, TV watching can also have negative effects on children's health and on their grades, too. Studies show that children who spend too much time in front of the TV may suffer from obesity. When TV time reduces exercise time, a child may put on weight. It looks like a few of you, and perhaps me too, have been watching too much TV lately, no? Okay, back on topic. Similarly, studies have shown that children who spend too much time watching TV may earn lower grades than students who watch less. So, when TV time reduces study time, a child may do poorly in school. I'm sure many of you have experienced this inverse relationship between grades and TV time, right, Stanley?